Seriously, the House of Representatives is filled with insane jackasses.
It's safe to say that a wealthy kid from the suburbs can play Grand Theft Auto or similar games without turning to a life of crime, but a poor kid who lives in a neighborhood where people really do steal cars or deal drugs or shoot cops might not be so fortunate.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm Seymour.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
If you listen to the show for this long, you know that I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
Yes, the blower of much hot air is back. Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 125. I am C4.
And I am Kobar.
And the website is hwhq.com. Look at how beautiful this looks on our nice professional laid out little thing here. The email is c4.gameradio@gmail.com. You can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is #gamer. And I'm talking about for some bizarre reason today, I decided to do the notes with OpenOffice, and I am incredibly impressed with this. Like, not my thing, but just the way that it works. I like and I've never really used it more than just like here and there, like probably like two times in the past.
Right.
But it's pretty damn cool. I want to scan this or something to put it up on this site.
It's very professional looking.
It looks way too good for us. If only we could actually get a decent show together.
You know, actually, putting it up on the site might be a good thing for the notes instead of you like typing it all out.
Well, no, because see, I put the notes in the each file also, and it's like way concise. It's not like there's two pages of text here.
Right, right.
So I mean, I actually make sure that they're in every single file and on the website and the hella short version on the little upper right hand section of the website. In any case, this is going to be Mac Games and More Entertainment Radio this week because no, it's not okay. We had a lot of people did not like. Well, when I say a lot, I mean like the two or three people that told me. Like nobody else said anything.
Right.
But two or three people did mention to me they did not like hearing about non-Windows games, which is bizarre.
Because they don't care.
Because right, and I can understand that. But I really thought we were going to get at least two or three people that were like, "Hey, that was cool."
Mm-hmm.
Not one. So lesson learned. Lesson learned. We all have to use Windows forever, always.
Well, yeah.
All the time.
Well, we
can't, even with the cool, bizarre shit that happens.
We can't win for losing anyway, because someone always complains about what we talk about.
That's true. That's a very good point. It's July 17th. No, it's not. Today's the... See, it's still on the notes from the fucking Mac. It's the 9th, July 9th. I forgot. I never fixed that. Yeah, Mac sucked too, by the way. Do expect some, I would say, more Mac jokes in the near future here, because I do happen to have a little Mac Mini here I've been putzing around with for the last, like, maybe two or three days. Never spent any time with a Mac either. I know why now. They do suck as much as I thought they did.
I haven't had any experience with Macs since the 2GS.
See, they're better now. I mean, even the last, like, couple of years, you know, since we had Mac OS X, it's much better.
Mm-hmm.
I think, anyway. It's fucking way better. And everything works. You know, it's like a really nice window manager, you know. Now, if we could just get one nailed down, I guess KDE is probably the closest thing.
Yeah, probably.
KDE and GNOME are probably like the most nailed down together, have it all. But I don't like this because it feels like there's only like one or two programs. It feels like, I know that's not the case, but it feels like you're locked into just a few choices for things, even though that's not the case.
Well, it is kind of the case because mostly you have Windows. You have Apple products that you use.
Like, mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly. But, I mean, if you look around, there's plenty of stuff out there. You know, like for every time I go looking for some kind of, you know, something for Linux, some kind of open source software of whatever sort, there's probably a Mac one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's out there. It's just like, this kind of has it all for you, and it's all pretty, and I don't know.
I don't think it's pretty. I think it looks like crap.
I think it looks good. The icons look great. These things get huge. They get like a quarter of the screen if you want them to.
I hate that.
Right, well, I do too, and that's why it doesn't do that here. But like,
even those are way too big.
That's about the size my window maker icons are on my little boxes, though.
Yeah, but that, I don't know. That's different to me for some strange reason.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's because you can place them wherever the hell you want to.
And build them, like, they're like Legos, dude. I can build them out if I want to.
Yeah, well, those are just like on a bar.
Right.
I don't know if that's why or what, but...
It works very, very, very well, and it's cool because I know how things work a lot better now. I've been playing around with it, but I don't like it. I don't like the way it works is what I don't like. So, I mean, at least I learned that about Macs anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't know too much about them before, but I went looking for games about it, you know, just to see what I could find. Dude, I go to Amazon. And I click Mac Games, right, which is an actual section. It's okay, if you don't look at the left-hand side where it actually has stuff people buy, mm-hmm. like in the center of like the Amazon Games section thing, it's all like Nintendo Game Boy Advance, Nintendo GameCube, no DS, PC games, really? Xbox, PlayStation 2, Mac Games. There's like eight things maybe, right? Mm-hmm. It's an even number, whatever it is. It's like eight or ten things. For some odd reason, the DS isn't on this list, but Mac Games are. And I click on Mac Games, and it's like the featured game was this game called Battle Beast. Okay, you ever heard of that? You remember that? Okay, I remember this game from back when I was playing games like One Must Fall on my 386. And it's like, it was 79 or 97 cents or something. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, it's bad. I mean, essentially, their list of games is like The Sims, World of Warcraft, StarCraft and WarCraft, and Diablo.
Right.
I swear to God, you know. They Quake.
I understand the problems that Linux has for gaming. Like the package managers are all different and yada, yada, yada. But what the hell is Mac's problem?
I don't know.
It's all proprietary. They don't have any problem with open source.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's one installation system.
It should work just fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I installed Warcraft 3 on this the other day just to check it out. I didn't actually play. I just wanted to see if it worked. And it worked. It did come right up. Like, it was just before I wiped it. I got it, like, all jacked up. I just wanted to see before I wiped it if it worked. And it did work. It installed. I didn't get a chance to play it.
I guess it's just because it doesn't support ActiveX.
DirectX?
DirectX, yes.
Yeah. I guess so, huh. I wonder, I guess OpenGL has to work on it because all the OpenGL-based games work, like Quake and, well, I don't know about all of them, but quite a bit of them do. Anyway, what a strange topic, but it's something that's probably going to come up in the near future here. I mean, I do not see a Mac gaming episode, so breathe easy, listeners. But you never know, it might happen. There might be at least a little section or a cool game or two.
Right.
I'm sure now we're going to get a flood of fucking Mac emails.
Don't do it!
Yeah, from a bunch of, from a bunch of Mac people. You know, they're going to be sitting at Starbucks wearing their flip-flops and recycled shorts made from hemp and fucking Save the Rainforest fucking t-shirts. And
their $250 leather case
for their iPod. and they're typing away on their little MacBooks, and they're going to take a break from writing a haiku to tell us to do a Mac episode. Maybe not after that. Now... the big topic, well, not big topic for the day, but one of the special topic I have to make mention of this is we're going on to, I guess, phase two for the little swag section that we were going to have, where we were talking before about like a hat, a branded t-shirt, and it looks like sticker made the cut. I like the idea of the stickers, too.
I do.
Although, I can't see myself using it. I put stickers on fucking everything.
Why wouldn't you use it?
I don't, because it's mine. It's, you know... it's just weird. I don't know. It doesn't stretch. Like, that would make it like a legitimate real thing almost.
I'm so putting it on my bumper.
I know it's going to happen, but it's, I don't know. Anyway, our whole problem now is figuring out exactly, that's what people decided they wanted, hats, shirts, and stickers. So what we need to do now is find out how we're going to lay these things out.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly we want. Now, if you go to the forums, click on Game Radio Related. It's on the bottom. And then somewhere in there is a thread about, you know, how we're going to do this. And just start posting what you would like, and then I'll work on making some mock-up t-shirts or something. Because I can scan in the catalog I have here, the actual shirts and whatnot, and then we can go, maybe some shirts we do and don't like. I think pretty much everybody decided it's got to be black.
Yeah.
Black hat, not this, like, you know, neon green or yellow or pink or anything. No, it's got to be black. Even white, yeah. It's got to be black.
I mean, the base of the site, it should basically look like the site.
The website, right.
Yeah.
You should put the website on the back. So, it's pretty much going to look like the website.
And the sticker's easy. I mean, you just make it the normal logo
Okay.
Or black, though.
Maybe. Maybe. By the way, the normal one is black, the one that we're looking at. This was like a redone special one for me that was white. Oh, okay. Anyway. But some, they don't, well, at least one person has said some distaste for this logo on a sticker.
Really?
Which I always pictured the sticker would be the banner logo, the one with the radar, the radio wave thing coming out of it that moves on the website. I always pictured it like that. But what if it was just what if it was a circular sticker and it was the logo, like that, not this one, that like the weird H logo. See, I don't like the idea though of that. But at least one person has come up and said that, use that instead.
Hmm.
I don't like that idea for, there's a couple reasons. I like the idea, but not for more reasons. So I think we're going to wind up going with this one, the one that everybody knows.
I think it's
best. I'm almost sure.
Although I'd like to put the website.
The website will be on there. Absolutely.
The address somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah, somewhere. And then like the shirts, what do we want on it? Ideally, we I don't know. Again, I mean, I don't know. What does everybody want? That's what we need to hear. So go ahead and post on the forum thread exactly what it is that you want to see, and then we'll work on mock-ups or something like that.
Tally it up and
see what everybody thinks would be a decent idea, right?
In the end, obviously, we have veto power, but
yeah, I'm not putting a giant wang on the back of the shirt. I don't care how many people vote for it. That would not happen. Now, moving on to email, we have two emails this week, one from Vash TSPD, and the subject, remember my comment about having no subject, is no subject, that's a lie. I heard you talk about Grid Wars 2, and it reminded me of a game called Gun Roar, that's two separate words. Check it out at tinyurl.com/KZ937, that link was hard to find, it's an old game. It's on some Japanese site, and he gave me the site. I tiny-rolled it for us. I like the twin-stick configuration. It seems to be the best way to play for me. Now, I imagine that's like the Smash Brothers or a Smash TV-type twin-stick. One right. Shoots, one moves. There also is a Mac version if you're into that thing. tinyurl.com/HZQCG. And that's actually on Apple.com, that other one.
Wow.
So, I mean, you would like to... I would like to believe that's probably like a very well-produced game, you know? That makes Apple's high standard requirements, or whatever the case may be, the superior Apple product requirement, like a superior Apple product seal of quality or stamp, whatever the hell. So I didn't check these out, but it looks like the same. It's like the idea,
right.
The same idea. Now it's another
cool
one,
kind of game.
So it is, but is it this cool? Is it this cool to warrant Grid Wars 2, Geometry Wars, Gun Roar? How come all these Xbox 360 people make it sound like it's the first? It's like the 10th.
Well, the first was Asteroids. I mean, let's be honest here. It's flipping
okay,
Asteroids.
We're going way back. I mean, with like the neon lines and the...
Oh, is that what Gun Roar's like?
It's like the same thing, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now listen to the next email from Jay. Oh, this was our not-so-celebrity magazine editor name guy.
Oh,
he has the same name as fucking... Anyway, JG, his initials, it's ABA Games is the subject here. I don't know if you've covered any of these games and earlier before number 85 episodes, but you really should check these games out at, and then he tinyurl'd it for us, tinyurl.com/5f5xd. They all pretty much fit into the shoot 'em up category, which C4 has mentioned being a fan of before, though they cover all the subgenres: top down, side scrolling, 360 degree, and tube. Now let me touch on that for just a minute. This is essentially, I swear to God, the same game we were just talking about, and Grid Wars, and all this shit. But, like, you got vertical, horizontal, tube was the crazy looking one. It looks like you're going down like a tube. It's kind of cool.
Hmm.
You know, so I mean, they had a whole varying group of these type of games. It was pretty cool, but it looks just like it. If you like the visual style of Grid Wars 2, then I think you'll really like the style of all of these games. Did I read that already?
No.
I don't remember. They all have an awesome retro look. Since they are like 7 different games that are all great, I won't give a description of them, but to make sure to try them all. My favorite is probably R Rootage. That's like lowercase r, capital R, OOTAGE. But I think Parsec 47 has the best graphics, and Taurus Trooper is insane. Oh, and almost all of them have been ported to Linux. Yay!
Woo.
That's a good thing. The ports and some other games are at tinyurl.com. P-U-M-C-C. G. As a side note, all the more recent games, Parsec 47, Taurus Trooper, and Gun War, are written in the D programming language. Also, I think there is a homebrew port of R-Rootage for the wait a minute now, I'm going to get that for the PSP. Have fun. Thank you very much for that one. I'm going to look into that. So, I don't know. I don't think we need this many games. Now, oh, and when I said that I liked shooter games, it's like more like Chromium.
Right, R-Type.
Right. I like those more. Like I guess this is very similar. I don't like the other. Like, okay, the art style is way cool.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I can play a game or two that kind of look like that, and for
it's
a while.
Very visually pleasing without being very taxing.
Yeah, that's true. But see, I don't have that problem.
No.
You know, I mean, if I was running some 486s, you know, hey.
But the least taxing, the less taxing it is on the computer, the better. I mean, no matter how much power you have,
okay,
if it's using less of that,
right,
it just means it's going to run that much smoother.
Right, yeah. I mean, there is going to be a point, though, where, you know, 745 frames, it just doesn't matter. But, I got to check this out on the PSP. I'll have to look around for that, because these kind of games are a blast, but I really like the type that are, like, you know, R-Type and Ghost Pilots on the damn Neo Geo was a blast. 1943, 42, Raiden, all those kind of games. Life Force, those were fun. I like the graphic style of those, is what it is. I don't like this, like, neon line graphic style so much. Plus, the way fat bosses. You know, these ridiculous
right.
bosses in those games was cool. Because, I don't know if you saw it, I got Nanostray for the DS.
Oh, did you?
Dude, it's a blast. It is so much fun.
There you go.
I think it's going to be a little too short, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when you beat level 1 and it's all 12% complete, you're like, oh god, ow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think I beat 3 levels and just haven't had a chance to get back to it yet, but it is a freaking blast.
Well, we did read that there's like several difficulty modes and
right.
challenge modes and stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff that is unlocking as I've gone through and beaten the levels, and we'll give like a real review of that. Like, we need to do like a real review of that and Sonic.
Because
we never did both, like, well, Sonic we mentioned but didn't actually talk about. But now that I've gotten to play a little bit more, and there's going to be a whole lot more, I've been playing Castlevania. Because I finally got unstuck.
You get stuck again.
I'm already stuck again. I got 2 more bosses down, and then I got completely stuck again. I got the laser beam guy now.
Uh-huh.
You had to go up the tower,
right.
And you kill that giant monster dude, and then he gave me the laser beam thing. And so, like, I've been walking around just destroying stuff with that laser beam. It's fat. I don't know how far you got, but or how close I am to you.
Right. I don't really remember. It's been a long time since
I
picked that game up.
Oh, you need to play it. It's so much damn fun.
I need to finish it.
Except for the getting the stuck part every single time you kill a boss. It's almost as bad. Okay? Like, I don't know. Somehow I got it into my head that what I was doing wasn't so much playing, this game where I was trying to go kill bosses and earn powers for myself, but what I was doing was collecting keys. It felt a lot like a side-scrolling, like, Doom, where it was like, I have to find some remote-ass place to get the blue key, then I gotta somehow find the blue door. That's almost exactly what this is, except for it's a power that you use to get past the part,
The castle's huge.
It's fucking gigantic. I mean, you can go so far. Like, I was convinced when I was, like, mainly lost. I was lost on the Puppet Master guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I was stuck the very first time. I did not know where else to go. So I wandered around for, like, hours playing this game. And I was going so far out there, I was like, it can't be this far out here, you know? And then, like, I would go somewhere else, equally far away from, like, the last place I was, like the last boss or whatever. No way can this boss be here. And then, sure enough, in, like, the furthest fucking point away, I find that Puppet Master dude and was like, oh, my God. And then I don't remember what else have I killed after that. And then I got the laser beam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm stuck at now, is this laser beam dude, that guy that was up in the tower. So I've been kind of, like, pissed that I keep getting stuck. So I've just been trying to go around collecting souls for the different weapon upgrades. Just trying to, I don't know, it's becoming a hell of a lot more fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
It is a good game.
It really is. I'm having a blast playing that game. So I blew our awesome segue possibility there, because the very last thing in JG's email was the port of R-Rootage to the PSP, and the very first news item we have is PSP news. Downgraders rejoice. Homebrew runners and hackers, you can go out and dance naked in the rain, because your day has finally come. There is a 1.5 to 1.0 downgrader out now, and the difference in the two firmwares, as far as I know, is the 1.0 only ran at 333 megahertz. It allows running of unsigned code without any exploits. Mm. You could get, like, even your own custom firmware doing something like that. So I guess a lot of people would want to use a 1.0 for maybe major tweaking or whatever.
Right.
Then, this is probably the biggest and the best news, and this has the potential for mod of the year 2006 all over it. The 2.5 or 2.6 to 1.5 downgrader. Yeah.
I was so nice and comfy in the thought that I can't buy one. My window was over.
But now, and it's a factory. So this is what makes this even worse now. Because before, I remember that I was thinking about that exact same thing when I saw this news story, like maybe last week or whatever day it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, especially for the people that went ahead and have bought one since they changed the firmware. But,
so 2.5 or 2.6. Now, if I remember right, it's factory. You cannot have had a whatever and upgraded to 2.5 or 2.6.
Right.
It must, I guess. I read it, and I don't know if it's now different now, because they've been improving upon this.
Right.
You know, since I first heard about it. Last time I remember, it had to come from the factory with that firmware on it. And sure as shit, it works and downgrades to 1.5.
They need to figure out whatever the hell that game does. Which game was it? It was
Grand Theft Auto.
They need to figure out whatever hell that is that does, so they can rip that out, so you don't have to own that.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no, I'll have to. Yeah, that is kind of a pain. Well, you can probably rent it though and borrow it for the day and do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know what? The 1.0 version, by the way, will not run the dev hook thing, like the UMD emulator and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It will not run that. So that's one other thing, at least to my knowledge. I don't think it runs the dev hook exploit program, whatever you want to call it. So that's one thing to consider if you're going to go that far back, is that you might lose some seriously cool functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, you know, big thanks to the guys that are responsible for this, though. I guess Dark Alex is the guy who, like, head chief badass when it comes to this. And then I guess he recruited some help with some other awesome people. Because don't we know the name Yoshihiro? Don't we know that name? Like, wasn't he the guy that did one of, like, the SNES ports or something? It sounds familiar to me for some reason. Like, that name sounds really familiar. And some guy named... Oh, shit. You're all over it.
Matthew Lula, whatever.
Change your nickname.
Matt.
Yeah. Awesome people, though. I mean, without these people, you know, people would be... The PSP would not be worth owning. I'm sorry to say, but these people make this kind of thing happen. They really they're from Sony X Team. I know that. So whatever they did, maybe they're from the chip guys. I can't remember now. Damn, I know the nickname from somewhere. Any case, speaking of not owning a PSP because they're useless, unless you have the proper tools at hand and the knowledge and the time to put into such a thing, Japanese hardware sales. I got top six of the 10 here. I didn't write them all in because basically I wanted to keep that part on one page.
There you go.
That was my reasoning for only mentioning the top six. Plus, it gets pretty dismal down towards the bottom because it got to be so bad it was like 8 Xboxes at number 10 were sold for the month or the week of. Oh crap, that made it second page, didn't it? Oh no, it didn't. I must have deleted that. Whatever the hell week this was, I forget. It was last week, whatever it was. It ended on like the second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, number one, the Nintendo DS Lite, 153,566 sold last week. That's 2.64 million for the year. Number two, though, this was so surprising, was the PSP, though. I mean, do people really buy this crap? Almost 26,000 for the week. 920,000 for the year. PlayStation 2 at 23,000. Look at the jump in the numbers, though.
Mm.
Like, first place has, like, 120... More than that. 120-some-odd thousand... In second place.
Yeah.
That is friggin' huge, Nintendo. PS2 in third place, 23,133. Number four, the DS itself, 3,500. The Game Boy Advance SP, 2,919. And the Xbox 360, below all of that, at sixth place, 1,897. 57,411 for the year. That's it.
Yeah.
That thing needs a kick in the pants in Japan.
The PS2... The Xbox is behind the GBA and the original DS.
The 360, yeah, I know. How is that freaking happening? I mean, the Japanese gamers must absolutely hate the Xbox 360. Now, What else did we have here? Oh, the Xbox. Speaking of the Xbox 360, see, I knew I should have put those in the right order, but I didn't. Now it's well known that it does not have an HDMI port on this thing, right? This is, you know, that high definition, crazy little tiny port mm-hmm. for the really nice TVs and whatnot. Like, sure,
neither is the cheaper PS3.
This, there's been pictures floating around. I think I've seen two or three now, showing Xbox 360 motherboards from some insider somewhere, you know. With an HDMI connector built on. Now, if you go to Xbox dash, and that, for Christ's sake, it's not D-A-S-H. It's Xbox-scene.com. they've got a picture right up on their front page, like right now. I don't know how soon that'll last. I mean, I go there all the time, but, you know, how soon that'll get wiped off the front page, I'm not 100% sure, but go check it out. I mean, I guess it's not the most exciting thing to see a blurry picture, mind you, of an Xbox 360 motherboard, but still, if you care, you can go check it out right now. But the interesting thing is, what does that mean for the Xbox? Like, okay, these may be prototypes. It may be a new version of the Xbox. Maybe
there is a new version coming
2.0.
out.
Is there any validity to that? Who have you heard that from now?
Lots of people. Okay. I can't think of any
official types.
Yeah, but I know it is. I mean, they're working on a
like a smaller, cheaper version chip. Or something, runs cooler or something.
Yeah,
oh,
a smaller,
I remember hearing about the
chip.
Maybe this is the revision.
And they're working on making them a little more hardy because they're so fragile. So many are breaking down.
Right.
And they're working on using less power, which will in turn make the power supply not heat up as bad.
Oh, okay. Which is responsible for half the problems the damn thing has anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, that'll be good.
So there is a new version coming out.
Maybe that's just the new version that we're seeing already then. The version, I'm going to call it 2.0. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It seems like major revisions. They wouldn't give it like 1.1. They'd right. probably call this like 2.0 or something. Maybe it's an Xbox 720.
Ooh.
Dude, have you seen this 360 crap everywhere? Where the hell was, oh my god, somebody on IRC mentioned something 360 today, and I can't remember what it was, but we already have, like, I saw like a Yahoo 360, it's like 360@yahoo.com or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what it is, I just saw that they had a new site for it. And then there was, I can't remember, what the hell, somebody on IRC said something else had a whatever 360 now. It was something stupid. And then Norton, Symantec, is going to have a product called Norton 360.
What?
Don't know. They're calling, you know, security protection all around, or, you know, some fucking retarded ass thing like that. These people are ridiculous. Norton products suck. All of Symantec's products, I think, pretty much. I say Ghost is decent. Mm-hmm. Decent. But the rest are fucking hellacious. I would not come anywhere near them. Now, something I would come incredibly near. In fact, I'm going to come so near, I'm probably going to put myself inside of one day. The Nintendo Wii. Nintendo has actually announced when they're going to... This is great. This is like a pre-announce. Nintendo has announced when they're going to announce the Wii launch date and pricing, like an official price. What now?
I just think it's funny. They announced when they will announce.
Yeah. In September, they're going to announce the launch date and the pricing. Now, the only thing we know so far about the pricing is that it is going to be less than $250.
Right.
Now, whether that's $249.99 or $199.99 or $229.99, we don't know.
Right.
Or like $237.14. We don't know.
$199.99 and $229.99 are my
the
two
best bets. Yeah. Definitely. Now, and we said before what the release dates were, didn't we? Or what we guessed they were.
Yeah.
You said the 24th of October, and I said like the before or after that. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
The 30th.
I think it's the end of October.
The 30th. Let's say that, yeah, the 30th is the date. I'm going to go with that. Now, we've got some awesome games to talk about. Let's talk about the suck-ass one first.
Okay.
All right. Now, this game called Nightwatch. I don't even know how the hell I wound up downloading the demo for this to check this out. I think it was the hot chick on the advertisement on File Planet made me want to download this demo here. This is a movie game based, a Russian game. game.
It's crap.
It is absolute ass. In digital form.
Yeah, the movie looks pretty cool. I wanted to watch
yeah,
it, but never managed to.
The movie does look pretty cool, and I even didn't even know it was a movie at the time until Kobar reminded me and showed me the website and the trailer and all that again. But it's like an adventure. It's like a turn-based adventure game. And you, like, have your little dude on the screen. You like click on the screen, and he walks over to stuff, and you can like pick up like magical apples that heal you, and like you can you like fight dudes, but it's turn based.
Mm-hmm.
So you have action points, and like a punch will take 8 action points, but you only start with 16, so you can punch 2 times. But you have a magical flashlight,
right?
And you can like beam it and stuff or something. I don't know.
But not if you're too close.
I could not play
it
this.
Not a point blank
magical flashlight. Yeah, this is it was it was so bad I could not play it for more than like 10 minutes. I had to stop it.
But it's like ugly and
slow. Well, yeah. No, you said I was getting like 7 million frames per second. But like your guy, like unless you double click, the guy would run there. But like otherwise, he would like walk hella ass slow. Mm. And like the interface for it was slow. Like if I'm out of action points, why the fuck doesn't it end my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Why do if I have 0 action points, I have to like take my mouse all the way from wherever I was clicking on a dude to punch him to go all the way to the far corner of the screen. And like the buttons were not, the interface for this was like crap. It was like seriously like most of the open source stuff you see out there, like really bad, you know, it was just terrible. So that made it really hard to play too.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing really good about this game at all, period. I mean, it opened up with a little, like, in-game sequence that, like, made little to no sense and did not do a good job of, like, sucking me into the game. And you were on, like, this rooftop where there's, like, only the rooftop.
There's blackness everywhere else.
Yeah, where the hell's the city and all? It doesn't say you're, like, 27 million floors up either. And if it was, why wasn't it blue? And if it was nighttime, why wasn't there stars? You know? It was just...
The roof, you, the enemies, and... Black void.
Yeah, which was like a lot of the screen though too. It was terrible, so I could not play it. It sucked ass. But the movie might be pretty cool. Night Watch. Now let's go on to a game that has. Let's go down one, not up.
Okay.
Well, go ahead since you probably know more than I do.
I don't think I know more than you do actually, but we're talking about Titan Quest. This just came out. It's basically Diablo.
No. I mean, this is fucking Diablo 2.1. It's not basically Diablo. It is seriously Diablo with, like, a different skin. I swear to God.
Yeah, there are few and far between additions and whatnot to the Diablo franchise.
I mean, like, you go to a merchant, and you're looking at the Diablo merchants. You pull up your character screen, you're looking at the Diablo character screen. Diablo 2, that is.
Right.
This game, I swear to God, was Diablo 2... But you're like Rome? Is it Rome or Greek or?
It's either Greek or Rome. They're pretty similar. It's very like a Greek and Roman mythology type.
Right. Yeah. So you are fighting creatures. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
If you were fighting people in this and just mowing down, I would be so bummed. I would not have liked this at all. But the fact that you're out there fighting all these crazy
demons
monsters and yeah,
all the magic and stuff going on. And
that was cool. That was definitely pretty cool. It has fantastic graphics. I mean, for a game like this, it's got great graphics. It really does.
Which is one of the things that Diablo 2 was missing. I mean,
right.
When Diablo 2 came out, it was already ugly.
Yeah. That 640 by 480 only goes so far.
Yeah.
Especially in whenever the hell, I can't remember what year that came out now.
It was late, considering what it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, it was.
Like 99.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to say about that. I can't really remember, though, but that sounds about right, though, yeah. Looked terrible. Now, what I cannot figure out, is this game, it looks nice, but it doesn't look that nice, to the point where it runs like complete ass on my computer, and I cannot figure this out. 1024 by 768, everything on high, and like textures and detail on high, and anti-aliasing defaults to medium. It's like in-game based anti-aliasing. Mm-hmm. Defaults to medium. The game seems like it runs a little choppy. Like I'm getting like maybe 20 to 30 frames per second out of it. I can't figure out, depending if I'm zoomed in or zoomed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure that out. Also, when I'm like, okay, if you hold Alt, like Diablo, it shows you whatever loot is on the ground, you know? And I hold Alt, and I go to pick up the stuff, and when I mouse over those boxes, my cursor gets all jittery and slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, I don't know what it's doing.
Now, I didn't have that problem. So there might be some kind of software that's conflicting.
I have nothing installed. This is a fresh install of Windows with Audacity, XChat, Winamp, and like two burning programs and OpenOffice.
Well, it could be your mouse. I mean, your mouse does.
I also didn't load like mouseware, anything like that, like
right.
Logitech mouseware, anything, nothing.
This is a crazy mouse.
It is. But I mean, it's not like I'm using a funky driver for it,
though.
I mean, in all intents and purposes, this computer just sees a PS2 or USB mouse.
Right.
So I mean, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. It's got to be something else. I'm not using any of the freaky buttons on it, you know?
And I was using the beta version, and you're using the demo version.
Demo, right.
And maybe they screwed something up. I mean,
they must have. Maybe it's a... Well, no, I've got the latest NVIDIA drivers. I was going to say, maybe it's a graphic driver issue. I mean, who knows what the hell the problem... It was weird. The game did seem like it like had tearing, like screen tearing, almost like when you get over the limit of frames versus your vertical sync range on your computer, but it was the other way around. It was like slow. Like it almost looked like it was scrolling ass slow on my screen. It was bizarre, but not all the time either. I would go outside and it was less as bad. You know, like inside it was particularly bad for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it was a specular lighting thing or some kind of a particle deal or something. I don't know. Like from the torches or whatever. Fuck if I know. Mm-hmm. But it ran like crap. We turned everything on low just to check it out. And we turned anti-aliasing. There is no off option, which I don't understand. There is low. Well, maybe that's a demo thing. Maybe they don't have off on the demo so that it looks better to everybody.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, but the weird thing was we didn't notice a whole lot of detail change, though, going from high to low.
Right.
In the demo, at least. We didn't really
But you did see there quite a bit of a performance increase.
Another 10 frames. Like, I peaked at, like, 40 instead of 30 when I was zoomed way in. Yeah. So it wasn't huge, but why? This game is not that graphic intensive. I mean, it looks good. I mean, but I'm probably comparing it to Diablo 2. You know? So I'm not so sure how much it really stands up. It's not that good of a looking game. Now, people have reported problems getting the game to install. They've reported the main menu not having all the graphics there. They've reported textures disappearing as you play. They've reported multiple crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Even character corruption because of the crash. So much so that the 1.08 patch of the game is out now, and it actually, like, by default, backs up your character, makes a copy of it when you fire that up, just to make sure that you don't get pissed off because you got your character host.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That screams this game has problems. You know? Rather than fix the bugs, we'll just copy your character for you.
Well, it is a good
stopgap
measure until they figure out what the hell's going on.
Absolutely.
At least they immediately did something.
Right, okay. Okay, because this game is brand new, too, by the way, and yeah. I don't know how it got to 1.08, but whatever it is. Okay, so that is a good thing.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's a good thing, long as they don't leave it at that.
Right. I'm sure they're going to fix it in the future. I mean, I'm sure. The game, for some reason, people are going ape shit over this game. And I don't mean just like a couple of people are saying it's fantastic. IGN has a fucking Titan's Quest vault for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts already. And they've already got like, you know, armor sets and everything, like whole databases of half the shit you can get in the game.
Well, and Diablo is a huge, huge thing. A lot of people really love it, and it's been years now.
Yeah. Well, this was a very interesting point that you brought up,
and
too.
And finally, there's a real good new version of it, basically.
Right.
I mean, we've had, you know, stuff like Dungeon Siege and those kind of games, but they tried to do their own thing.
Right,
which is fine, which is good. And then those games did pretty well, but this is exactly what those Diablo fans have been waiting for, basically a new Diablo.
Basically,
and
right.
Since Blizzard didn't do it, some other company did.
Right, and thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, because you know what else? Like, I have thought this all the time. Zelda is such a fantastic game. How does it not get flat out ripped off all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, that's like a license to print money nobody will get.
Well, the closest thing that I can think of is that Beyond Good and Evil. That was actually pretty Zelda-ish.
That's what I heard. I own it, and I've never opened it.
And they did a pretty good job of it, too. But
I heard it was
a good
game.
It did terribly. I mean, it bombed.
Even though it's a good game, though.
Well, that happens. I mean, you know, people don't...
It doesn't get the hype.
Right.
It just missed out somehow.
It doesn't get the hype, and it's not number 36. And
right, yeah, exactly. It's not a well-known franchise already, yeah. Now, I think... Now, see, I was pretty stoked on the idea of a, like, revamped Diablo. You know, like, I don't hate to call it Diablo, but Jesus, this game is Diablo.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to say Diablo. It's a hack-and-slash or action-adventure game. It's not. This is Diablo. It's that close. Honest to God, like, I was shocked. Like, how much was just straight out of Diablo, which is okay.
It's been so many years since it's happened.
Blizzard has their thumb up their butt. Yeah. I understand that. You know, and holes in their heads. I understand that. I've come to terms with this a while back. The last great game they ever put out, Warcraft 3. I'm okay with that. Let's get a new company that we can all worship, because Blizzard is, you know, such crap now. So,
the hate, man.
I met a World of Warcraft player I liked the other day. A really hella nice dude. This little Asian guy. Talked to him for like a good 20 minutes.
Cool.
He's a hell of a nice guy. Yeah.
Everybody has a character flaw.
I didn't think one of those existed. So, anyway, about good things about this Titan Quest game, though. Like, I was really into the... Well, okay, at first, I was pissed off because I could not figure out the class thing. Not figure it out, but didn't think it was very in-depth.
Right.
I thought you were just like this dude who walked around, and when you leveled, your only stats were like strength, intelligence, dex, hit points, and mana. And basically, whatever you would put those points into would kind of determine how you play. Not the case. Not at all. Like, I seriously thought you would, like, go buy magic scrolls or something and you would read them and then you would have that power. You know, even if you wanted to play a warrior 100% through the game, you could still buy the magic, but you wouldn't be putting your points into mana, so you just wouldn't use it all that much. I thought that's how it would go.
Mm-hmm.
I could not have been more wrong. When we checked this out multiple times for verification over and over and over, it appears multiple times. It appears... There are 36 classes?
Yeah, basically how it works is there's 8 schools of
mastery.
Ability. Yeah. And you can basically dual class. And it's not like you have a main and a sub where others are, the others are gimped.
Right.
It's basically two masters, and you're basically a dual class. And so you end up with all these combinations of the 8. You end up with 36 combinations.
And you can also pick the same one.
Right.
Or you can, like, focus on one, maybe, is what it is.
Right. My guess is you just pick it twice.
Oh, okay. I don't know, but you can stick with, like, the one. I bet you do have to pick it twice because it changed the names, didn't it?
Right.
It did have different names. Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right. Like, Rogue was Rogue, Rogue, Rogue.
Right.
But, like...
Druid... No, druid would be like nature and nature.
No. It was druid, like wanderer. Druid, wanderer.
Well, there was no druid.
Oh, it was nature, wanderer.
Right.
Okay, right. That's what it was.
And or like earth was.
People have no idea what we're talking about.
No.
Okay, of these 8 schools, there's like fucking yeah.
There's earth, defense, war tactics or warrior.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Warcraft. Or, I don't know. Something.
Rogue.
Rogue.
The one I remember.
Nature.
You get the idea. There's 8. There's
right.
8. And they're all very distinct, though. And then what you do is you pick 2 of those, and then depending on the 2 that you picked, it assigns you a class, like a title. That's
right.
What you are. And, you know, at first we were like, well, maybe that's not so cool. But then, as you brought up, that no matter what 2 you picked, it would completely change the game every time you went through.
Mm-hmm. Like if you go warrior and then you decide, this time I want to be able to heal myself and pick nature, if that's going to play considerably different.
You're
than
a paladin.
Picked, right. Than if you picked the warrior with rogue.
Right, absolutely. You're a brigand,
right.
I think it is, or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's cool because you do get different classes. It doesn't just give you a name. I mean, skills. Now, there's 135 skills, too.
Over the 8.
Right, right. So that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, there was 2 things that were better than, that did better than Diablo, too. The graphics and the hotbar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3 things. And the classes, I guess. Okay. So, the hotbar.
Right, because you get 10 hotbars, and you can put all these skills in there so that you don't have to sit there and scroll the mouse or pause the game and go to a menu and pick what your right mouse button does. You actually have, like, 1 through 0, or you can go down and actually click the
button. And it was 1 through 0, not the F keys, because Diablo used the F keys for that right click.
Right.
You know, which was stupid because you'd have to change it and then use it.
You'd have to remember what F3 was.
Yeah.
This is on the screen for you and you can just hit the
button. The interface is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that. I did like the way the interface was laid out. Everything looked sharp, nice, and polished. Not like Nightwatch. This was very well done. I liked it a lot. The grass even. I mean, graphic-wise, it really is pretty. And on the highest settings, you do notice that it's like really, really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
The character models are pretty good.
I wish there was more choice for the character model.
Yeah.
It's just, what?
Male and female.
Yeah.
And then, 2 colors. Yeah.
What tunic color you get, which is going to be gone.
5 colors?
Yeah. Which is going to be gone in the next
brown,
half an hour anyway.
10, beige.
Red.
It wasn't even red. It was like
the maroon.
Maroon or burgundy, like dark, deep red. Yeah. I mean, there was like 5 colors. Yeah. It was pretty limiting. But that's okay. That's okay.
That color is going to be forever ruined for me. Anybody ever says burgundy, I think scotch, scotch, scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
Down into my belly. So, let's see. What else did we like about this? Oh, you know what's kind of sucked too was the random loot table. Now, while that has its bonuses, believe me, you're going to scream how happy you are when you kill that random dude and it drops, the battle staff of ultimate ass kick +7. you're going to be happy. But then when you kill, like, some uber boss and he drops, like, you know, a rabbit charm plus one, you know, you're going to be all, was lame.
But worse yet, if in the beginning of the game you get the staff of uberness, now your staff is, like, never getting upgraded.
Yeah.
And that's what this game is all about. Let's be honest.
Right. It's your gear.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about becoming burly, not just like boom, you're burly,
right.
And now
that
you're
could
go
happen.
Through the motions.
I mean, imagine if you just like fired it up and they dropped like some fat staff and a fat robe. You know, like in the first like 20, 30 minutes of gameplay. Just it's random. It really is, honest to God, random. So it could happen. Now for the rest of the game, this guy is gonna be just like plowing through stuff.
And even if it wasn't quite like that, you would just never upgrade.
Yeah, and that would get kinda old. Now, there was also, it looked good. Like, we saw even video of, like, when I played, I was using the bow and dinking around with the, demo, and there's only limited classes there.
Mm-hmm.
And, on the video that we saw, there was, like, a mage spellcaster type dude, and it looks good. You know, I mean, there's lots of stuff blowing up, and there's lots of fireworks, you know? It's cool. So it's like, if I could get this game to run well, I would probably play it for quite some time. It looks considerably better than Dungeon Siege 2.
And you could play it for a considerable amount of time, because apparently this is about a 35-hour game.
Oh, yeah.
Which is long
that's good.
For a dungeon crawler.
I think
crawler.
That's a pretty cool thing, because, you know, those kind of games you tend to get tired of, the same levels, going through it over and over and over, because you're going to want to play, you know, over and over and over with your same guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets kind of old seeing the same damn level over and over and over. So as long as they don't get too repetitious, and we don't know yet,
right.
I can imagine it does, though.
Sure, but I mean, if you get tired of it, stop playing.
Right, yeah.
And if you don't get tired of it, hey, there's more to play.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I'm looking forward to picking it up.
The story is not going to be exactly...
Yeah, no. You know, the only thing this game needs to really sell me on, it can run like ass. If I could use a controller, I'd be in the money, but you can't. You can't use a controller for this game.
I prefer the mouse for these kind of games. I like being able to, like, target. When I'm playing, like,
Champions of Norrath,
and I'm being a mage, I have to, like, face the guy and hope that I'm facing it well enough for it to actually hit.
Right.
That sucks.
See, I didn't really have too big of a problem. Like, I played through as a ranger. My mage didn't make it as far, but my mage did end up beating it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 20-something, some kind of a mage in that game. And my ranger, I played a lot more. And she was fucking badass. But it's the same idea. You have to aim and shoot. And I don't have such a problem. So I don't know. Maybe it's different single player than multiplayer. Like, I'm in your way when we're playing
right.
multiplayer.
Right.
So maybe you're trying to get at, like, a different angle. I don't know. But I didn't really seem to have a problem at all. So, I don't know.
And it's not so much that it's a problem, it's just it works better if you can just click on it.
As opposed to, like, chilling back in your chair with your feet kicked up, one eye cracked open, one eye closed... controller in your hand, you got the moves dialed in, you don't ever need to lean forward and type or click or do something stupid like that. No
I'm
way.
Sure.
This game needs a controller. Oh, and you know, there is a bad thing about this game, like a very bad thing. There's no, like, server. If you want to play multiplayer, you can't just hop on.
Well, but didn't the patch notes say something about a lobby?
Right, if you're jumping in with, like, four people or something, I think.
Hmm.
Because you have to run the server.
Right.
So, and I imagine there's probably some sort of Games by Arcade type deal for it, you know, where it checks for people that are running servers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, it relies on us to run the server. I think it was way cool the way the Battle.net did it. You
well,
know?
It gets expensive.
Hey,
and this...
you want to have some fun with Firefox?
Huh.
Go to Battle.net and turn on Flash Block. It's fucking hilarious. Like, the whole site is blocked, but it's like 40 different little Flash Block windows. Sorry.
It's
what were you
right.
saying?
I don't remember, actually.
Okay.
So we'll carry on.
If you do remember, chime in at any point. We're going to talk about a way cool game. This is friggin' awesome. Now, this is... Oh, and see, what got us started was the super trailer. We saw... We got to play the demo for Prey.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go all the way through it, too. It was actually fairly lengthy. I mean, it took a decent amount of time and gave you a real good feel for what the game is like.
Yeah, I was very surprised at how long that demo was.
I want to say, right off the bat, this game is fun.
Yeah.
It is really, really fun. Like, I mean, even... Like, usually I'm so bored of, like, the storyline and the people talking and whatnot. Like, you even saw me on Titan's Quest. Those people would start talking, like, and then get four words in, and I'm just, like, walking away from them.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah, I don't care. Now, with Prey, like, I'm standing there listening to them talk. Mm-hmm. And, like, even random shit, like noises or, like whatever, I would sit there and listen to it and just go, whoa, you know, and listen to the whole
damn... Like Art Bell.
Yeah. They have real people. There was real music and
coast
stuff.
Coast to coast on there
yeah.
for a while.
How cool was that? You know, when you were on the alien ship. Now, from the beginning, I liked the menu for it. It was kind of nice looking. I don't know why that's relevant. But I do not like the Doom 3 and Quake 4 menus. And so I think that's why when I saw a menu, I liked it. I just liked the layout or something of it was nice. Prey had a nice menu. You can set up all your controls.
Quake, too.
It was. Very responsive. Not like, was it Quake where I'd hit escape and have to wait like 5 seconds or something? It's all, there was some game.
BF2 did that.
Oh, that's what it was. It was Battlefield 2. That was gnarly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did it load like the FMV in the background or something?
No, I had that turned off.
Oh, did you? And it still took
Not
forever?
Just turned off. I removed the file. Somebody sent us a mail and told us how to do it. So I did that. I renamed all the files, and it just won't load them if it can't find them. And it still did that. Yeah, it did not seem to help for shit.
Wow.
It was gnarly. So, well, not as much, I guess. It still took a while. Anyway, so the presentation of this game was spectacular, I thought. It starts out with your dude, like, talking to himself in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of cool because, like, he becomes a real person, like, right off the bat. He's got this, like, he's in love with the chick that runs the bar.
Plus, you
cleans with
you look
Klopp.
Like.
Right, you yeah. get to see your guy right off the bat. And I don't know, it was kind of sweet because he's like calling himself a pussy and stuff, you know, because he won't ask her to ask whatever the hell it was,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was pretty neat. But then like he gets somebody calls for him or something, so and then you get control, and you run into like your grandpa or something. He starts going on about all this spiritual Indian stuff because you know you're on an Indian reservation, you're Cherokee, and at first I thought I was gonna be bothered by that for some reason. I thought for some reason I was like, you know, I'm not gonna dig that for some reason. But you know what? It does so good for this game.
Yeah.
They did it just like everything really cool with
it. I was worried it was gonna feel like a Turok ripoff.
Right, right.
But it actually was pretty good. I'm a huge fan of the level design.
Let's carry on from the I'm just trying to walk through it in my head how we went.
Okay.
Now, the character, like, in going, I don't think I put my points in order. That's why you're probably not happy. Because I had the points I wanted to make written down, but not in the right order.
Mm.
So, like, but I wanted to do it in the order that we saw them come up in the game.
Right.
So, like, you're in, like, a bar. You go out to the bar, and your guy, like, even talks to himself. And if you see something on the wall, he might comment on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was really cool. There's a lot of swear words, too. The guy said shit 5 or 6 times, and I heard fuck in there at least once, maybe mm-hmm. twice. Yeah, twice. I'm sure twice. So
the nice thing about the stuff on the wall was actually very high resolution.
You could read
it. You could see it perfectly well. Yeah. A lot of times it gets fuzzy. And this was just as good as like any of the other textures.
Yeah, it was amazing. They really put like effort into it, like in making everything just so, you know. You could go into the girl's bathroom, remember, and he's like, what did he say?
Some of the sugar and spice.
My ass. Yeah. It's all tore up and nasty. It was fucking funny as hell. And you have a Zippo with you all the time. Mm-hmm. I remember I was playing in the hallway right outside the bathroom with the Zippo, or in the bathroom. And you have a little, that's like your flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of glows orange like for the whole thing, which was nice, refreshing from
right.
a fucking flashlight, you know. So that was cool. The character models were really good. I thought everybody looked fucking cool. Like, they looked pretty real,
mm-hmm.
you know? They did a good job. I think they did a better job than, like, id Software does. Like, I don't think the stuff on Quake 4 and Doom 3 looked as realistic. Like, the people just did not look
as
realistic.
There was something just a touch wrong.
Yeah. It just wasn't that good. And so I think they nailed it on this. They did a great job.
I think the per-pixel shading was still an early...
Mm,
and that's a lot where
the
reality comes
right.
from.
Right. Now...
depth.
And speaking of that, they use this a lot. And then, okay, you've got a multitude of characters in that one room at first. Like, 5 people in there. You've got real music playing.
Mm-hmm.
Real music. I was listening to the Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, in this bar. How fucking cool is that? Singing along to it right off the bat, I was, like, way into this game. I thought that was fucking great. You got these 2 drunk asshole white guys at the bar making all these racist comments and mm-hmm. stuff and hitting on your girlfriend. And your grandpa, who's talking about spirits and all this shit, and it's great because your character is, like, so not into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he keeps telling, you know, the grandpa guy character, too, you know, fucking I don't buy all this bullshit, you know, save it, you know, whatever. And he's like, something's happening tonight, whatnot. You're going on. And all these things are happening, And you get to the point where you hear on the, what is it, the emergency broadcast system comes over the TV, right? And, like, we're looking outside and we're checking all this stuff out, just walking around, and all of a sudden, the emergency broadcast system thing comes on, and it was scripted, by the way. There was a series of events of things that we had to listen to and do before this happened. And all of a sudden...
It felt pretty natural.
It did.
I don't know if you just happened to do the things...
And, hey, if I did, sweet, because it worked out great. I mean, it felt good. Like, it felt just smooth, you know, like that's how it was supposed to go. And all of a sudden, anyway, they start reporting strange objects in the sky. Now, next thing you know, we're, you know, fooling around. We're looking outside, and we see, a green alien tractor beam come down and, like, suck up the truck outside. And it looked really good. So now we've got these five people, real music, great textures on the inside, awesome lighting effects going on outside. To the point where all of a sudden, the spaceship is, like, beaming inside the fucking bar we're in now. And, like, the cool effects when things are getting, like, teleported and, like, how the things disappear. All this is going on, and this computer did not chug one bit.
Nope.
1024 by 768, everything on high, no anti-aliasing. Looked beautiful, and it was solid the entire time. So they must have done a great job with the programming here. Mm-hmm. This is why I can't understand Titan's Quest runs like ass. Poor programming has got to be the reason. So that was a long... I was trying to get to that point and somehow covered half the game. So after that... Go ahead. My jaw's tired. You get beamed up.
Yeah, after that, you're stuck in like this... It's almost like a roller coaster.
Face the microphone. You are not allowed to swing around in circles and get away from that thing.
You're like
talks too quiet. That's your Indian name.
You're like stuck in the...
I'm blows much hot air.
Like stuck in this roller coaster type of deal. Like it's almost like a ride. You're stuck in the seat and talking to your girlfriend and your grandpa's over there.
They're trapped in the same thing.
Yeah. And you're like getting pushed through this large spaceship. And who knows what's happening? People are screaming and what's going on, and you just get to kind of look and see what's going on.
For quite some time, too. Yeah. Like, it was almost to the point where I was like, okay, enough.
Right.
You know, because it was a while. But they did, something interesting happens, how you get off of it.
Right, some guy has somehow got off his thing and blows up. Something.
The mechanism that's like controlling what you're on or whatever, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, only you drop off.
Yeah. Like isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Like, everybody else stays stuck, but whatever he blew up knocked off your little pod. And then...
Tommy. That's your guy's name. Wasn't it Tommy? What was the grandpa's name?
Anisi or something.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, you're good at this. And Jen was the chick. Okay. Sorry. For some reason, that seemed hella relevant to me.
All right, your turn.
My turn? Oh, that's all the talking you do? I got 54 minutes of it? No. So, okay. Okay. So from right that point, you're dropped into a sphincter.
Right. And this thing is like an asshole. It's brown. It's even got
pulsates,
a little like...
It pulsates. You know, it's shiny.
It's even got like a little hemorrhoid lump on it.
I mean, you are staring at a sphincter. The problem is, you're a turd in the intestine now, though. I swear to God, everything around you is all, like, shiny and looks like a greater intestine.
Right. It's like, well, the whole thing is that the spaceship is like
a mechanical organism, right? Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of metal and then...
Doom 3-ish? Quake 4-ish? Where you come across these, like, mechanical living things, these organs, yeah.
And it's kind of cool. I mean...
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool. It does its thing. It does good. I like it.
It's very alien.
It is.
Using the mechanical bio thing just feels...
Now, it's not creepy, though. It's not, like, creepy, scary, creepy. Like, no. Doom is creepy, scary, creepy.
Right.
Like, they have some, like, any id stuff, like, with that mechanical, biological thing. It's kind of scary. This is more like... Gross.
Like babies' heads with little
robot
arms.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, they're like freaky. Those are the things you have nightmares of. This makes you feel constipated. This is very gross. It's very internal. Everything is up. There's a huge China on the wall at one point, you know? That's what these they're doors. That's what they look like. It's weird, but then there's mechanical doors.
Right.
So anyway, you walking around through these things, some of these giant sphincters loosen up.
Some of them crawl
into the anus. Yeah, then they blow brown goo all over you. Shit you not. I swear to God, they blow brown goo on you. These sphincters. I can't believe I've said that word this many times today. And then every now and again, you come across, like, tech. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're crawling through an intestine, and you crawl through a butthole, and now you're on, like, a metal platform. And there's, like, mechanical stuff, though. Things that move, claws, robotic-looking things, pipes, right. Cords, cables, all sorts of various weird things. It's very out of place all of a sudden almost, though, but it does kind of mesh fairly well together. There's force fields and what I call stargates. Now, this freaks me out, and you're probably way better at describing this than I am.
The
stargates. That's what I'm going to call them. The alternate universe.
Right. There'll be like this arch, and on one side of it, it's just a hole. It's just like a big metal arch.
Like, but on the other side, you can even walk through it.
Yeah. But on the other side, it's a door.
Yeah.
And it'll be in the middle of a room, and only one side of it will actually go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
that freaks my shit out.
Well, it gets even better than that, though. I mean, there's lots of little things that start to really, like, disorient you.
Yeah.
And
which is cool.
Yeah. It, at first, I was a little worried, but it really works.
It's neat.
Yeah.
Now, my concern would be finding those little stargates sometimes.
Right.
Because it seems like I could see me getting stuck somewhere, only because I'm not thinking to look on both sides of every object I see.
Well, you already did once when you had to shoot that thing that actually changed which way gravity
went. Oh, that was a fucked up ass puzzle. That wasn't a Stargate thing, though.
No.
So anyway, I mean, from here on out, the game is us cruising through the levels, mm-hmm. basically just walking around, doing what we gotta do. You run into these occasional creatures, these aliens, right? And it's clear they are killing Earth. Mm-hmm. They are there to destroy all life on Earth.
They're juicing people.
Yeah, quite literally.
I think it's food for the machine, for their ship or something.
Could be. I don't know, but I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
I would like to play this game to the end. I really would. So I'm going to have to pick this up, I think. I mean, it was that good.
Mm-hmm.
I could not believe it. It's very smooth. The guns, you only get, what, 3 guns? I didn't even use one of them.
Yeah, at least in the demo.
Right,
yeah,
in the
we
demo.
We never did use
the little grenade-looking probably guys or whatever they were. Yeah,
with legs.
There's 7 guns, I think. I think this because I went to the controls and was fooling around, and it had 7 slots.
Right.
So anyway, but we got like a machine gun type thing. That had like a fat
zoom.
Yeah, it was dope. But it's weird because it uses hella ammo
right,
when it zoomed.
Right. Because it turns into basically a sniper.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool though. It's like 2 guns in one, but it like makes sense. Most of the time, those are the 2 things I carry around: a sniper rifle and a machine gun. And then there was a I can't believe I didn't use those little. I was trying to save them for something burly. I thought I might be fighting a boss. There was like these weird little.
They were probably walking grenades.
But yeah, who knows what they did though. And then like a fire ice gun, which was fucking weird.
Right, you had like these little pods that would fill it up with either fire or ice.
Yeah, but you can only have one at a time.
Right.
And I think when you switched, you didn't get whatever you had back.
No.
All the ammo filled up really quick and drained really quick too though. You notice that?
Yeah, it was very, the ammo was very moving. One minute you'd have tons of ammo and 2 rooms later, you'd be empty, and then all of a sudden, you'd run into more ammo.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. But if you're a really bad shot, you might have a problem. Mm-hmm. You might have a real problem. But I, honestly, these days, I don't see people being that bad of shots anymore, unless you're trying to get your mother to play one of these games. I don't think gamers as a whole have a problem hitting things. I really don't, you know? So it was cool, though, because some of the enemies would take cover behind stuff. They would walk around behind things, and they didn't seem like fear good, though.
Right.
They didn't seem like fear, like first encounter assault recon smart.
Mm-hmm.
But they did some level anyway of trying to hide behind doors and duck behind things and whatnot. They just didn't seem as cool as the guys from Fear. So.
Well, and I think the environment itself is supposed to be more a
running
chunk
gun.
of the challenge.
Oh, okay. Shooting around the different stuff. See, there I go again, trying to make up your sentence. So, anyway, what else happened? Okay, so then we come to the point where you're like grandpa sucks you off into the spirit world or something. And this is when you get like your major power for this game. Basically, you can hit a button and you have like a spirit now too. And you turn like the screen goes all white and you have like the spirit bow and you can shoot dudes with
it. Little drums going on. Hey, 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 hey,
you can, as you shoot this bow, you drain your spirit though. And then you have a little spirit bird named Talon that flies around with you. I don't know, just to make the game harder because all he does is get hit and hurt. It seems like it seems kind of stupid, but I mean it's cool.
I'm sure he will later. You'll get like ability to like send him off somewhere, or like look through his eyes like the crow.
Oh, that'd be cool. Mm. That'd be way cool. Yeah, I don't know what the what's gonna happen with that, but overall the game was pretty awesome. The levels, you can walk upside down. We gotta talk about this.
Oh yeah, the they're like these little lit up treadmill type deals,
platform things. Right. But they didn't move. I was walking. They didn't move.
Right.
They were just like a pathway with lights on either side.
And it could go in any kind of crazy direction, upside down and whatnot, and you would stick to it until you like jumped off it or something, and then you would fall whichever direction gravity was.
Right. Which was always fun to try to figure out. It was cool, though. It was really neat because, like you said before, it was very disorienting, which was it was good, though. It wasn't like you were lost. It was just like, holy crap, what's going on here? This is freaking weird, you know? And
it was just enough to like keep you on your toes.
Yeah, yeah. There was a room that we got into. It was like this cube almost that I could not figure out for the life of me how to get out of it. And we're staring at it, and this room was so well like designed. Whoever did this level design must be some kind of a genius. I'm looking up at this, like I'm looking like straight up, and like it switched something in your brain because it looks like that's forward.
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what did I do?
You started moving forward.
Right.
And, but it felt like you were falling or something.
Yeah. It was so weird. I mean, they did a hell of a job in the design of these levels that you can, like, rotate them, too. You shoot these little things, and the room rotates. And it's crazy to try to figure out, like, which ways you got to go, where you have to be standing for when it rotates and whatnot. It's pretty cool because it adds a lot to the puzzle. It's fun shit. I mean, you wind up finding the bar, your bar that you were in, that they sucked up into the ship at some point, and they're, like, listening to the music that was on the fucking jukebox and shit, and you can go in there. There's, like, spirit walkways, too. You know, so when you switch to, like, spirit form, you can see, like, a walkway sometimes you can't normally get onto.
It looks like really thick, like, webbing.
Yeah, like spider webs. Yeah, yeah. You just, like, kind of cruise across, so it helps you get to, like, hidden locations and whatnot, like, if you see them. But you're not always thinking, maybe I can go into spirit form and find the platform, you know? My initial reaction is, can I jump that far?
Right.
Because that's what it is in every game. Can I jump that far? Or is there something I can fall from to get on there? And then, you know, it's pretty damn cool. So I really, really want to check this out, like, fully. I got to pick this game up because I had a blast playing it just in that little bit of time. I mean, bravo. They did a good job. It's really tough for a demo to really, like, blow my mind. And they did it. They did a good job.
It was a good section, too, because you had the first bringing things in, and then there was a little bit of the spaceship, and then you learned about the spirit power, and then you got to test it, and then it was done.
This looks like it could be a great first-person shooter. Rated M, too. So, kids, don't go out and buy that. Now, something else we absolutely must talk about, at least briefly, is Dark Messiah of Might and Magic from Ubisoft. These are the guys who bought the Might and Magic license when 3DO went under. So they released Heroes of Might and Magic 5. Good job. Now give us the fucking map generator. That's what we pay for. And the upcoming Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. Now my concern right off the bat is I've played like all the other Might and Magic games, and you have a party of like 5 or 6 or whatever the hell dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fun long games. Okay, excluding 9. You still have a party, but it sucks balls. Okay.
And I imagine Ubi will eventually release one of those.
I hope so, because this is more of a single player.
This is Ubi's answer to the Elder Scrolls. I mean, that's flat out what this
right.
is.
Right, yes. Single player, first person RPG.
But from all things I can see, they're doing a bang up job of it.
Yeah, I mean, what little I've seen, I really, really, really want to play this. Like,
there's a lot of environmental awareness. Like, if you're a mage, you can shoot the ice down on the ground and it makes your enemies slip.
How cool is that? You can pick them up, even with some kind of spell, and toss them off cliffs onto to what looked like Dark Maidens, you know, whatever, spikes, whatever the hell. You can knock shit into them, you know? I mean, a lot like Oblivion. Think back when we were all excited over Oblivion, shooting your bow into the bucket that would swing back and forth. Whoop-de-doo. Now I can trigger shit to kill enemies and whatnot, you know?
Right, and like, if you were a ranger, you could, like, shoot a rope, and it Actually, the Ranger has arrows that have rope attached to them and shoot
so
it into the ceiling.
Fat.
And then use it to swing across platforms and stuff, yeah.
What else have we seen? Mages, rogues, oh no, assassins?
Assassins, and I think I saw a warrior.
Yeah. See, I want to play this so bad now. So bad, and I don't know why. It's almost like they're showing me more action. Okay, when we were looking at Oblivion, back before it came out, mm-hmm. I remember seeing lots of environmental shots. Mm-hmm. Lots of character shots.
Look how pretty. Mm-hmm.
I cannot play that fucking game for 10 minutes. I can't do it. I tried. I gave up. Sorry. Oblivion? No good. In my book, anyway. There's people out there that love it, but I bet they're not playing still. I bet they didn't beat it either. I know a lot of people. Notice it just died on IRC one day. All those people, oh, I love it. Off right. to something else instantly. They never said I beat it. They're not still playing. They're right. not fooling around with the mods. Give it up. Wait. For September 2006, when Dark Messiah of Might and Magic comes out. This has shown us tons of gameplay footage of things you can do, interacting with things, fighting, action. Look how pretty, but look how cool.
Right, a lot of the video has been, look at these crazy ways you can fight.
Yeah.
Like the different things that the assassin did with the daggers. He's like throwing them and stabbing people in the neck and all kinds of
I thought I took
stuff.
Viagra on accident when we were watching the assassin video. I don't know what was wrong with me. Fuck, I gotta play this game. Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. Okay, on to the movies. Now, there has been a couple movies that we've seen around here. Or at least I have. I don't know if you've seen some of these
seen
or not.
I haven't seen either of these.
Oh, okay. Date Movie. Now, this is one of those comedy parody movies of the romantic comedies, like
right.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, American Pies, this kind of movie. But it's those, but they do scary movie, you know, where they're making fun of Scream and Friday the 13th and all this crap, you know, and Nightmare on Elm Street. But they're like really dumb, trying to be funny. I'm not big on that. I don't do well
you
with
don't
that.
You don't like dumb comedy?
No, that's exactly what it is, dumb comedy. And this movie is dumb comedy. It's got Allison Hannigan in it, even. The Say My Name, bitch, the band, the flute chick
right.
from American Pie. And she's like the main person, and she's like this fat chick who goes to the Pimp My Ride people, and they, like, make her hot. Like it's I don't know how to explain it. Like, seriously, it's like a parody of the Pimp My Ride TV show.
Uh-huh.
They're like a car place or whatever, and then, like, you hear car repair place sounds, and she loses, like, 150 pounds, and she's all hot now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be funny. It just really wasn't, though. I don't know.
Right.
It was so bad. I got, like, 3/4 of the way through it and just passed out. Like, I just nodded off. I could not sit through this whole movie. It was so fucking bad. I think I laughed maybe once or twice. I'm sure there was something there that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you what it was, though, because it was not memorable. I mean, this movie sucked.
Hmm.
I was really, really upset with this movie. It was not... not worth it. But I also hate dumb comedies. So,
I actually kind of like those. Like, I like Scary Movie.
I think they're fucking retarded.
It's a guilty passion.
God.
I don't know. I like corny stuff.
It's bad. Go watch, if you want a funny movie, go watch Grandma's Boy.
Yeah,
that movie's fucking, did we actually talk about that?
I think so.
I hope so. I can't remember now. Jesus. But that was a funny fucking movie. I liked that. But Date Movie gets like a 50 cent.
Hmm.
It gets 50 cents from me. It was bad.
What about something like Van Wilder?
That was funny, though.
Okay, so maybe this is just too dumb.
Yeah, probably. Van Wilder was pretty funny. It was okay.
Okay.
It was good. It was pretty good. It was better than, what's that Lampoon one? That was kind of recent. I can't remember what the hell it was called now.
Hmm.
The college one.
Most of the Lampoon ones I can think of are like hella old now.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's not what it was then. Maybe I'm thinking of Eurotrip.
You didn't like Eurotrip?
Not that much.
No?
No. I don't. I said maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I'm not sure. I can't remember now.
Bring on the Von der Sex.
The guy with the Susie, or whatever her name was. The rag. The stiff-ass jerk rag that he's had since he was like 10 years old.
No, I don't remember.
What the hell was that?
Trip.
That wasn't Eurotrip?
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe it was that one I liked, and Eurotrip I didn't like that much. I'll have to go watch him again. I have him.
Okay.
I'll have to watch him again. I can't remember, but fucking Scary Movie Date Movie was crap.
Right.
The Hills Have Eyes. This was a remake of like a horror movie from back in 1977. and it is awesome. It is really good. But you have to be one of those sick bastards like me that likes fucked up shit. Seriously, okay?
Well, there's obviously a lot of you, because these have been coming out a lot lately.
Good, good, because these are good. This is what we need to see. This is what we need more of, okay? This is about a family who is on, like, vacation or something, and they're on their way, like, I guess, back home, and they wind up, like, driving through the desert, and they have, like, a truck towing, like, a trailer home or something kind of thing, right? So there's a lot of them. There's, like, maybe seven people or so. There's quite a chunk of people there, right? And they're driving across through like the desert somewhere, and they stop at like a gas station right off in the beginning for something, and you notice right away there's weird things happening. Now, the intro to the movie kind of sets you up, so I guess I have to mention that. It keeps showing explosions, nuclear testing explosions.
Oh, like mushroom cloud explosions.
Right, out in like the Nevada desert and shit, you know? And so basically, the idea here is that the government was testing these explosions around, like, mining towns and stuff. So the miners got all this radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were kids or adults, they got fucked up and mutated and jacked up by it. So they stop at, like, this gas station, and the guy's kind of creepy and weird, like you would expect any weird guy who runs a gas station that's 250 miles from nowhere.
They're pretty weird.
You know, right, they're weird.
We have a good chunk of those in Nevada.
And... you know, more teeth than brain cells, and that's not saying very much, you know? So it's creepy, but then right off the bat, you notice that there's weird things happening, like they show this scene where like a hand reaches into the car while all the family's out and the dad's pumping gas and the rest are doing whatever, taking a piss and stuff, reaches in and steals their jacket, you know, and then the boy is taking a leak in an outhouse and there's an eyeball, somebody like looking at him through a peephole, and he thinks it's his sister fucking with him, but it wasn't. It clearly wasn't because she was standing way the fuck somewhere else, but he still thought it was her, but you know it wasn't, right?
Right.
Creepy. Well, come to find out. Anyway, they leave and, all their tires blow. And it's because, like, you know, they show you when you're watching the movie how they blow. Like, it's not what they think. It's not that it was just heat or whatever. They were booby-trapped, basically, and whatnot. So anyway, what happens is they're a million miles from nowhere and have to set up, like, camp somewhere, you know, at their place. And nobody's going to find them because the guy at the gas station told them to go off the road somewhere. Don't go this way. They'll save you 2 hours going that way. Well, you see what happens now and why he does that. Setting them up for these people. Now, okay, the point of this movie. It's fucking the awesome gruesomeness of the killings and whatnot. People blowing their faces off with shotguns. People, I mean, wait, I got a list here of ass-kicking stuff, okay? All right, dudes on fire screaming for help. People exploding, getting beaten to death, raped, shot in the head. It's good stuff, man. I mean, you wouldn't, I mean, there was people getting stuck with shit, walking around with, you know, shit stuck in them. And I mean, just awesome. But there's like blood and gore and some good acting. Mm-hmm. And there was good acting in the fear and the terror of the situation.
Which is rare.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, but, okay, and two of the people that were in the movie, now this is how I wrote these down. The captain from Monk, the TV show, the older guy with the mustache, Ted Levine, and the chick, I didn't write her name down, Claire, who plays Claire on Lost.
Mm.
And then I don't remember who the hell else was in it. But, like, it was a really good movie. I really, really enjoyed it. I watched the whole damn thing just, like, eyes pasted open. I was just like, oh, yeah, this is some good gruesome stuff here. It was cool. And then it's like, you know, one of the guys, of course, becomes the hero, and they go out to try to, you know, rescue what happened. I don't want to give away too much of the movie,
right.
You know, and basically save who they can and go.
Mm-hmm.
But you come across, like, it shows the people, like, the people that are, like, in the hills. Oh, my freaking God, they're twisted. I mean, they're, like, fucked up. Like, all, I mean, imagine, like, weird-ass mutations from, like, you know, nuclear testing and whatnot. It's free from, like, you know, getting radiation. Dude, it's creepy, and I love that, because, like, they don't try to hide it from you either.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movies will have some really crazy, scary thing that looks just horrible or whatever, and they, like, turn the camera away real fast or keep it in the shadows so you can barely make an outline.
Yeah, or you get, like, just a chunk of the face.
Yeah, no, dude, this is, like, full-on, I am fucked up. Take a look at me, you know. I'm surprised I wasn't casted for the movie, really.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, Jesus. I wouldn't have even needed makeup. I'm telling you, it was a great movie. Now, out of $8.75, I seriously would have paid like $8 to go watch this movie.
Maybe.
I rented it because I didn't hear about it before. I didn't realize it could be that good. But it was a great movie. It was really, really good.
Hmm.
Good.
Better than Hostel?
Yeah. Better than Hostel. Yeah, it definitely was. Definitely was. Because Hostel had like 2 to 3 good gruesome scenes.
But it had boobs.
I can't remember if this had boobs or not. I don't think it did.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it did. But I mean, it's a remake of a 1977 movie.
Right.
You know,
so they could have thrown in some boobs.
You know what did have boobs? Final Destination 3.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some pretty and the best part is, they're underage boobs. They're not, but they say they are.
Right, right.
So it's like, you get to feel pretty dirty about it, but it's okay.
There's something very special about boobs I'm not supposed to see.
Now, we're not going to... I didn't want to talk... it's not even on the notes. I just occurred that you said boobs, and that's what I thought of.
Right.
Final Destination 3. You're going to have to watch it first.
Right.
Before we talk about this, because I don't want to sit here and blow it for you, because you're going to go watch this sometime this week.
Right.
So, that's going to wait till later. But that... And we can talk about what we thought of that then. Now, we've got about a good 10 minutes to kill here. I wanted to talk about a couple movies that... This is summertime.
Mm-hmm.
The games that we're getting are pretty much crap. Okay, Prey being, I guess, the exception, Titan's Quest, Titan Quest, yeah, a possibility. You know, I mean, we're not looking for fat movies. It just doesn't really happen. We have to wait. Right now, we're seeing the in-development stuff that's going to kick ass in wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got Superman Returns. What do you think of this?
I have not seen it, but I've heard good things.
Summertime, blockbuster movie time. I have heard spectacular things about this movie and refuse to believe them. Comic movie. It can't be good.
No, but comic book movies have been good lately.
They have. Yes, they have.
I mean, we got Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Spider-Man series, X-Men.
Do you watch the trailer for Spider-Man 3?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes, I have.
It's, meh. I don't really dig it.
Dude, I love Venom, so.
I do too, but they didn't show Venom in the trailer.
No, they didn't, but that doesn't mean he won't be in it.
Well, okay, they showed some of the goo.
Right.
That was about it, right. Well, we know he's going to, well, yeah.
We don't know if the black
or if it's just going to be
yeah.
The suit, the goo, the right. Whatever. Anyway, they're going to fuck it up.
Do you think so?
I think so.
They're 2 for 2 right now.
Are they?
I loved both of them.
I love number one. I didn't get halfway through number two.
What?
And it's not that I didn't like it. It's that I was like bored and fell asleep and then just never tried to watch it again. I think I'm just going to go buy it, though.
You're crazy.
No, it must be good. And what's-her-name is awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome. You know, I don't like her as an actress, but as Mary Jane, she's awesome. It's weird. I can't stand her. But as Mary Jane, she does a good job, I think.
I have a problem seeing her as her sex symbol, because I always see the little girl with curls. From Interview with a Vampire.
Right. Yeah. Thank God I don't. So, but anyway, Superman Returns. It's Kevin Spacey's in there, too, as Luther. So how fat is that going to be? That's got to be pretty good. And now I was told, too, that they do really cool, like, throwbacks to the old movies. Like, at some point they go to the Fortress of Solitude, and, like, since he's been there, he knows how it works. Like, it's not, like, all new. It's like, oh, I pull this crystal and I see the original hologram that is my father, that Superman's father was talking and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's good. They redid the suit so it doesn't look quite as comic booky gay.
Oh, they did redo
the suit. It's darker. It's like not bright red and bright blue. It's like dark blue and maroon. I guess it's supposed to be darker looking. I read a fucking like 4-page thing on the internet like a couple months ago about the suit. They were that into it. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
I think they should have gotten rid of the damn cape.
No one agrees with me. No, you got to have the cape.
No one agrees with me. You have to have the cape.
Do you know
what? But I think the cape
he would look
gay.
Like a Mexican pro wrestler without the cape. Super Libre. Fuck that. No, what would they call it? Super Hombre.
They should get rid of the freaking tights, too.
What's he going to wear? Hammer pants and no cape?
Yes. No, I think it should be a little bit more like Batman. Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Because it wasn't all kitty and happy. It was pretty dark and badass from what I hear.
Okay.
Hopefully everybody learned from Batman Begins. Mm-hmm. Okay, people are grown up now that care about this kind of stuff, all right? Another movie that I've heard absolutely spit-fucking-tacular stuff about, people would not shut up about this yesterday. Today is the 9th of July, not the 17th,
right.
And it is Sunday, and so yesterday was Saturday, and while I was at work on Saturday, all the people who went to the movies the night before on Friday night had gone to go see Pirates of the Caribbean 2, mm-hmm. Dead Man's Chest, I think is what it's called.
Something like that.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't hear enough about it. Everybody said it was just awesome.
Yeah, my girlfriend said the same thing.
Oh, she went and saw it too? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just fantastic. I can imagine it's good.
Because I liked the first one.
And Johnny Depp is pretty awesome.
Johnny Depp's the man.
He's pretty awesome. He's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be number two. Edward Norton is see, now Depp has done like probably a wider variety at this point.
Yeah.
You know? And so I guess he really has the edge. I guess he really does. But that's... I'm going to go with Norton because everything he's done I really like.
Yeah, I have not seen a damn thing Norton did that I didn't like.
And Depp has some questionable moments, I think. For me, anyway. Yeah. There's some stuff where I'm just like, wow, you know. But he's good at him. Mm-hmm. I guess, no matter what he does.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What the fuck? Yeah.
He did a good job.
Right. He did a good job. Right, okay. I'll give him that. All right. I got to go see this.
Yeah, I do too. I hear like the last few minutes is like, there's going to be another sequel.
Movie. Right, exactly. Ooh, good job. That's exactly what I heard about it too. A lot of the people that saw it were just like...
And I hate that.
It's lame because they've already done it. They filmed the third one.
Oh,
and,
did they?
Yeah, and they're sitting on it. That's what I was told. Everybody knew about it, so apparently they're bigger fans than we are.
Yeah.
Because they knew about it, and they said it was all filmed and done. But they did both movies together, but cut them in half. Thanks, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of giving us a 3-hour movie, we have 2 1.5-hour movies. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're long. Because the first one was hella long. Wasn't it like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something?
Something like that.
I remember being in the theater for days, but it was good. So, yeah, I can't wait to see that. I think that's of the summer blockbusters. Gamers do need some sunlight once in a while, I guess. You got to get your vitamin D and whatnot. Go to the movies. It's like maybe a good 5 minutes you might actually be outside. That's enough. It won't kill you. From the door to the car, from the car to the theater, wait in line, get inside. Nice, cool air-conditioned room and it's dark.
Mm.
You'll be okay.
Sticky floors.
Wear shoes. Solved. You're not at your house. You don't want to come that close with like nature. You have to go outside, so you may as well put shoes on before you go back inside. Now, what's the last movie on this list? I can't read. Oh, this was yours, so you're all a Scanner Darkly or whatever the hell the word.
I know very little about this except for it looks cool. This is that movie. I'm sure many of you have at least seen like trailers or commercials or something for it. It's like it was filmed and then thrown through a filter to make it look kind of animated.
Yeah.
And I'm not
kinda animated. It's animated. Well, but yeah, it's but not. It's, but it yeah. wasn't.
It's like both at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like live action and animated at the same time. And
weird.
It looks very cyberpunk.
Yeah.
And in
a good way.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
I'll have to watch it.
What
to
do
see
we know them. About it though?
Nothing.
We don't know what the story is?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't have a...
We've watched the trailer like 40 times.
Yeah, the only thing I know is that the guy's wondering what a scanner sees.
Really?
Yeah. And if he sees him clearly or darkly. And that's like it. I don't know.
Wow. My scanner's seen the dark side of the moon before. Now, Keanu Reeves and Woody Harrelson.
And then some chick.
And some chick. Oh, yeah.
That I can't remember.
Shit, me neither.
She's semi-famous. I think, because
I knew the name. Oh, man, I can't believe I don't remember. Damn it. I remembered hearing it, too. Oh, well. Well, whatever. Some chick. But the star of the film, Woody Harrelson. I'm a big fan of Woody Harrelson. He's awesome.
He does a good job. He really does.
He's awesome. He's really cool. Some of the things he does, like in the real world, too, is cool. Like things that he actually supports and whatnot. So, when is that coming out? Okay, so we know absolutely fuck all about this movie.
On the ball with this one.
You dropped the ball on this. I'm blaming you. Now.
I'll take the blame.
All right. Now, in our last 2 seconds here, we've got to tell you that the astonishing lack of Final Fantasy XII news got... This is because it got bumped.
Over and over.
Over and over and over. This is about the 10th show it's been bumped from. With our huge pile of information here. It's getting bumped yet again. Because the release date is fucking Halloween.
Yeah.
October 31st. Do you know what day it is? I don't. It's not the 17th of July, like I keep thinking it is. It's the 9th of July.
Yeah.
That's a long freaking time away to Final Fantasy XII. It sounds good. I've been burned too much in the near future by Final Fantasy to give it any special treatment. It needs to suck my dick for a while. Before I start giving Final Fantasy special treatment again, And, you know, we slipped in Dark Messiah talk on a last-minute idea. That comes out in September. That's soon. That's like a month and a half away. You're going to be playing The Oblivion Killer. Take that, Bethesda.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Peace out, folks.
Later.
You know, in recent weeks, Congress has also devoted its time debating a gay marriage amendment, a non-binding resolution supporting the troops, and other worthy loads of nothingness. The last week, Congress found a topic everybody in any party could grandstand about.
And a generation of kids being desensitized to aberrant sexual behavior.
Children who then are involved in an interactive way with video games have an increased tendency to act aggressively.
As a father of three young boys, 11, 8, and 6, who are avid gamers, I'm very concerned about the content included in the games.
And as I stand there, watching them play these violent games, helpless to do anything about it, I can't help but wonder where the system has failed. Yes, violent video games were the latest target of Washington's election year ire. Hearings were held to what exactly?
I want to learn more about how these games are rated, how they are marketed, and to whom, who's making profit from them, what retailers have to say about selling to underage children without parental approval, and what they're going to do about it.
Said the first witness, I pleaded the fifth. You know what I was doing there in my head, can I tell you? I was already working on my Italian accent. And so when I saw English in the prompter there, it threw me completely off. You know, because I was in another language. I was already translating, rendering in real time, if you will. I have something to tell you people. I can't read. The whole show is done phonetically and by ear. Anyway, at issue is the video game industry's rating system. Many feel the M for mature rating is too vague in describing content, not to mention completely inaccurate to describe anyone who plays video games. They propose a three-tiered system that would start with D for dropout, W for wastoid, and maxed out at CMB, child in man's body. That would be me. Just want to make it clear, I play these a lot. All right. But enough preliminaries. Let's get right to it. Who wants to be the first person to sound like an out-of-touch jackass? Oh, you, Congressman Upton.
I'm a gamer myself. I was an expert in Pong. That was a great game. Whoop, whoop, whoop,
whoop. Also, a big fan of, I believe it was Donkey Kong. I enjoyed Missile Command. Lately, I've been playing a lot of Gran Turismo. All right, who's next?
I'll have to confess, Mr. Chairman, that I am also a video game player. I have worked my way up to Civilization IV. I haven't yet been able to beat it, but I have at least understand the fundamentals of it.
Of course, Congressman Barton's favorite game, Whippersnappers 2, Get Off My Lawn. But it was, as always, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas that emerged as the committee's favorite whipping boy. To illustrate the video game's violence, the chairman provided a brief multimedia presentation.
I thought we'd give, before your opening statement start, a sort of an overview of what we're talking about.
I think one of those wasn't a game. After a full day's worth of powerful testimony on this vital issue, Congressman Joe Pitts admitted that not every child was at risk.
It's safe to say that a wealthy kid from the suburbs can play Grand Theft Auto or similar games without turning to a life of crime. But a poor kid who lives in a neighborhood where people really do steal cars or deal drugs or shoot cops might not be so fortunate.
Wealthy suburban kids don't do that kind of thing. Like my good friends, those fine Columbine boys. They were just...
There's almost certainly a child somewhere in America who is going to be hurt by this game. Maybe his dad's in jail or his big brother's already down on the corner dealing drugs.
Maybe he buys a gun. He steals a car, tries to run. But he doesn't get far. In the ghetto. In the ghetto. For more on the... Seriously, the House of Representatives is filled with insane jackasses.